your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Will they talk about Moscow's meddling in U.S. elections? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Secretary of State Pompeo has arrived in Russia for talks with President Putin. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, Mike Pompeo saying the U.S. and Russia agree on some issues and disagree on others, but he says it's our responsibility to find a way forward. He's holding talks in Sochi, Russia, first with the Russian foreign minister before sitting down with President Putin later. They are expected to discuss crises ranging from North Korea and Iran to arms control and, a senior State Department official confirms, Russian meddling in American elections will also be raised. Dave?
Simon, the New York Times reports if Iran attacks American forces, the White House is considering sending as many as 120,000 U.S. troops to the Middle East. Attorney General Barr has tasked a U.S. attorney from Connecticut, John Durham, with investigating the origins of the Trump-Russia probe and if the intelligence collected was lawful and appropriate. Republican Senator Ted Cruz welcomes that.
We need to investigate it. We need to investigate how politicized it was.
A source tells Fox Durham's already been working on this probe for weeks. This as Democrats claim that Barr has been protecting President Trump, the House considering holding him in contempt of Congress. Barr for not handing over the unredacted Mueller report. The president's fired off 9 tweets this morning about the trade dispute with China, writing we're in a fantastic position and a deal will happen much faster than people think. This after both countries increased tariffs, and that sent stocks plunging. But the day after the Dow's 617-point drop, Dow futures are up more than 100. Another Democrat running for president.
Today we see evidence of a corrupt system all across America.
Montana Governor Steve Bullock entered the race this morning.
As a Democrat governor of a state that Trump won by 20 points, I don't have the luxury of just talking to people who agree with me.
In Alaska, federal investigators will arrive today to figure out why 2 sightseeing planes crashed in midair, killing at least 4 people. At least 1 other is missing. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Anthony Weiner is a free man again, the former Democratic congressman who got caught up in a sex scandal that put him behind bars.
Anthony Weiner is out of the Bronx halfway house where he's been since February.
It's good to be out. Hope to get back to my family and make up for some lost time.
He reported to prison in November 2017 to serve his 21-month sentence for sending lewd text messages to an underage teen and was released 3 months early. Weiner resigned from Congress in 2011 after publicly tweeting a photo of his groin that he meant to send privately to a college student, and other photos came out when he ran for New York City mayor in 2013. He will have to register as a sex offender for a minimum of 20 years. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
The day after actress Felicity Huffman pleaded guilty in the college admissions scandal, a former USC soccer coach is expected to plead guilty today to helping wealthy parents make bogus profiles to pretend their kids are sports recruits. Days before Tiger Woods tees off in New York trying to win another major tournament, he's been named in a wrongful death lawsuit.
The parents of Nicholas Imsberger filed a lawsuit Monday against Tiger Woods, claiming their son was served to excess following his shift at the golfer's Jupiter, Florida restaurant. According to the suit, the 24-year-old Imsberger finished his shift in December of last year, but stayed at Tiger's The Woods restaurant for hours, where he was served alcohol to the point of severe intoxication before driving home. Imsberger was killed in an accident that night, his blood alcohol level more than 3 times the legal limit. His family's pointing fingers at Tiger and his girlfriend Erica Herman, who was the general manager of the restaurant, suing for all applicable damages, including funeral expenses. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A victory in court for Robert Kraft, the owner of the NFL's New England Patriots, who was caught up in a prostitution sting in Florida. A judge has ruled prosecutors cannot use secretly recorded video purporting to show the 76 27-year-old Kraft engaged in a sex act in a massage parlor. He denies that and has pleaded not guilty. The judge wrote that Jupiter police did not follow proper procedures installing those hidden cameras. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good Tuesday morning. News brought to you by local news, brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. 18 years behind bars is the sentence for a St. Joseph man who left his six-month-old daughter to die in a bean field. He left the child there for 15 hours in 2015. Thomas Boitnot was sentenced on Monday. A new report says farmers have submitted more than 600 applications to the Illinois Department of Agriculture to grow or process hemp. The Illinois News Network says hemp does not need fertilizer and is largely drought-resistant and pest-resistant. Authorities are investigating after finding 49 rounds of ammunition in a student's backpack. The student allegedly threatened a student at a different school over social media. Authorities removed the student from the classroom. The student threatened to shoot another student. That student is now charged with making a threat, disorderly conduct, having ammunition illegally, and resisting a peace officer. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, this is Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Our mortgage team is complete. Feel and see the difference in the process when you work with the mortgage team at IMB. We help you save on fees and we work with you directly. We're not starting the process and then sending you to someone else to do the rest of the work. We'll walk with you hand in hand through the entire process. Whether it's your first home or your fourth, work with me and my team at Illinois National Bank.
Illinois National Bank. We make it easy to apply for a mortgage or construction loan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611367.
Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana. Call 367-ROSE or blossombasket.com. Diane Ducey with the weather.
Good morning, Stevie. We've got some sunshine today. We've got a high of 70 expected, 52 our low tonight. More clouds as the day or evening wears on, actually. And then some morning showers could happen tomorrow. High 73, low 53. Clouds on Thursday with a high near 80. As we wrap up the week Friday, we're expecting a high of 82. Sunshine on Saturday with a high 84.
Wow, it's great.
Is this Savoy? Yeah, it is.
Is it what?
Just making sure I got the right page.
Is this Savoy?
Yeah, I pulled up Savoy on the weather.
Close enough to Champaign.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right now the temperature's at 48, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, okay. Well, that is the best we've had in a while. Mm-hmm. What did you say, any rain? I mean, how are our farmer friends?
It looks like morning showers on Wednesday's forecast.
Uh-huh.
That's about it.
What about next week?
Okay, I can pull that
Monday,
up.
Tuesday, Wednesday, I understand more rain coming, but maybe not.
Yes, partly cloudy on Monday, but scattered showers in the forecast on Tuesday for sure.
Well, maybe planning begins ASAP. Yeah, maybe. I think it's still too wet.
I see on Sunday there's an 80% chance of showers.
Yeah. Okay. It's time.
I know farmers need to get out there.
It's time to plant, and these guys are chomping.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really late. I mean, there'll be a lot of times stuff's a whole bunch is in April.
That's right.
This is May 14, and not much is in the ground. And it's a big deal around here, I'm telling you. It's a lot of stress. And then you go to soybeans, then you got the whole China thing going on with the trade, and that's bad for soybeans. The trade war is going on is bad for farmers.
That's right, all the tariffs.
All the tariffs, but what you would maybe bail on corn and just go all soybeans because you can plant that later, that's not going to have any place to go if China doesn't buy it.
I see.
So there's that. So it's a big deal. The markets look like they'll bounce again and come back a little bit today. They were down 600 yesterday, but how this ends is anybody's guess, because China might be trying to hold out till 2020. They're talking about selling off. They own a bunch of our bonds, like $2 trillion of our bonds, but that would hurt the value of their investment. All kinds of inside baseball going on with these tariffs. We put it big on them. They're putting it back on us. And there's an imbalance, and Donald Trump says, I want to figure this out. Chuck Schumer, leader of the Democratic Senate, says, hang in there, Mr. President, but I don't know. How much pain do you want to go through? And then the president is trying to get $11 billion more, perhaps, for farmers to help out through this tough time of trying to hold the line on China and said it's not fair. We want to have more equality in our trade. And now it's kind of a tug of war. So I don't know. People thought it might get done this time, but so far, not so much. Okay, we've got lots going on in the world of sports. We'll have the Cardinals back in action tonight here on ESPN 93.5. They're in Atlanta. They've lost 9 of 11, 3.5 now out in the Central. Cubbies play as well. Chicago Cubs are just really good right now, and I suspect they're going to put some distance between them and everybody else. They'll be in Cincinnati. 5:40 is when they'll play, and Hendricks will pitch for the Chicago Cubs against Tanner O'Rourke, who's a former Illini pitcher. All right. Again, China raising tariffs on $60 billion of U.S. goods starting June 1. Political strategist Deseret News, Boyd Matheson, Salt Lake City, Utah. How are you, my friend?
Hey, doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Great to have you back. Okay, are they trying? Are the Chinese going four corners? The old basketball tactics stall till 2020. How's this end?
It's going to be very interesting to see how it all plays out. Interesting political risk for the president. I think some boldness in terms of doing it now. I think the interesting thing to watch as far as it relates to China is one their response yesterday. And over the weekend was pretty mild and very tempered in terms of what they did. They put some tariffs on about $60 billion of U.S. goods going into China, so not a massive response. So that's going to be one thing to monitor moving forward is, one, does President Trump say, okay, we're going to put this 25% tariff on all goods from China coming in? And the thing to watch from the Chinese standpoint is the Treasury bond market. Obviously, they own a lot of our debt, and it would sort of be the nuclear option for the Chinese if they started to pull out of that. And that would, to me, that would be the indicator that this is not going to end well.
Well, I mean, it would certainly, I think, hurt the value of our paper, but wouldn't it hurt the value of their investment?
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it's almost the mutually assured destruction path if they want to go down that way. And so I think the interesting thing is going to be, you know, does the president continue to hold? You know, I applaud the fact that he's addressing this now, because from a purely political standpoint, the economy's doing well. The vast majority, over 70% of Americans, feel like the economy is doing well for them, which is important rolling into a 2020 reelection. So the fact that he's doing it now, I think is a good thing. You know, if the economy weren't doing well, if we didn't have historic low unemployment and so on, it's tougher to negotiate. So it's interesting to me to see, you know, is this going to be more positioning and posturing to get a better deal for the United States of America? And does that play out? Or, you know, the one thing we know that the markets don't like is uncertainty. Yeah. Now, I think it's important to note futures market is, you know, up about a 160, 170 right now. So, you know, rebounding from yesterday, and so that will be the interesting thing moving forward as well. You know, can the economy keep going? Does the uncertainty in the market upset that? Do American consumers pull back, you know, as some of those costs go up? Again, a lot of economic indicators, and, you know, it's the one thing that Bill Clinton always got right was it is the economy.
Yeah, right, and it's going well now, and he does risk something politically if this goes south or doesn't get figured out. Finally, Boyd Matheson, Deseret News. What happens if Iran does to our sailors what happened a number of years ago and embarrassed our guys and looked horrible and we did nothing? What would happen if Donald Trump were president and that happened?
Yeah, I would not put that to the test because I don't think he is. He would stand for, you know, our troops be in, embarrassed in any way or treated that way or attacked that way, to be honest. It's a little bit of a game of chicken, a little bit of saber rattling going on from Iran. My guess is they'll stand down just a little bit as the carrier groups get positioned there and as those strikes, as the president said yesterday, that it would not be good for Iran to continue to play this game because they're in no position to deal with anything that we could unleash from the U.S. side.
On the other hand, this is the kind of thing that could start accidentally, and it also could be something that could spread quickly. So it's a very tenuous moment in that region of the world, Boyd.
Yeah, and I'm glad you framed it that way, because of the heightened tension, it could start accidentally. You could have somebody do something stupid. You could have someone make a mistake that could escalate in a significant way. And the other reason I'm glad you raised that is because I think one of the things that we fail to recognize in our military men and women is the extraordinary restraint of the U.S. military. Obviously, in most places that we show up, we could really just kind of steamroll and do maximum damage. But it's always looking at the what's the best way, how do we negotiate, and restraint. Restraint always works, and it is one of those things that we should be grateful for as a country, that our military men and women know what they're fighting for, they know what they're fighting against. They know when to stand their ground, they know when to advance, and they know when to step back and create space for negotiation. So it really is part of the underlying principles that really make this country extraordinary.
Boyd, how do people connect with you?
They can follow me at DeseretNews.com or on Twitter at Boyd Matheson.
Keep up your fine work, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Hey, thanks, DBJ. All the best.
Boyd Matheson, ESPN 93.5. Deseret News is where you'll find him. 716, ESPN 93.5. Check your sports headlines. Diane Ducey.
As you mentioned, Stevie, Cubs are in Cincinnati. You'll hear the action starting at 5:40 on US 105.9. Our St. Louis Cardinals are in Atlanta with a 6:20 start. Here's your Redbird recap.
Good morning, everyone. The Cardinals back on the field tonight as they open a three-game series in Atlanta against the Braves after a disappointing homestand. Cardinals dropping 5 of 7, losing 3 of 4 to the Pirates, and also dropping 2 of 3 to the Philadelphia Phillies. Cardinals manager Mike Schilt after yesterday's 10-6 loss.
We have accountability to end results. We get it. I get it. It's ultimately my responsibility to do the best we can for this club. And you know, I can confidently tell you this is a group that I have zero doubt about. You know, it is an ebb and flow of the season, and you know, don't want to overreact. Again, don't want to underreact. I've said that, and I want to stay true to it. You know, it's a good team.
Jack Flaherty tries to get the Cardinals going tonight against Mike Fultonevich, the first game of a three-game series in Atlanta before the club heads to Texas for interleague play. 6:20 for the first pitch tonight. I'll have Ameren Total Access at 5:25. I'm Chris Raby on the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network.
This season, take in a Cardinals game like an MVP. All-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary bar, plus a great view of the game with lots of great areas to choose from, like the UMB Champions Club, Proficient Red Jacket Club, Coca-Cola Scoreboard Patio, and more. There's something for every budget. Leave your wallet at home and get your 2019 all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/all-inclusive. St. Louis Cardinals, time to fly.
Chicago White Sox beat Cleveland. That final was 5-2. What's trending now up in the south side of Chicago is the injuries. Pitchers Carlos Rondon, who's 26, will need Tommy John surgery, and he'll be out for the rest of the season. Reliever Nate Jones is 33. He had a flexor mask surgery on his right forearm yesterday. We also have West Finals in NBA action tonight. Portland and Golden State will be going at it. Brett Brown will return as Philadelphia 76ers head coach. Also, the Western Conference Finals in NHL action. That series tied at 1 apiece. St. Louis beat San Jose 4-2 yesterday. Game 3 will take place in St. Louis tomorrow. Justin Thomas has withdrawn from the PGA Tour with a right wrist injury.
Too bad. Illinois Golf off to a great start in Myrtle Beach. And the Parkland Cobras win another Regional 24 title with their Region 24 Coach of the Year, Corbin Stevens. Congratulations to Parkland Golf 719. Here's your weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copy or printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 35 years at wattscopy.com.
You could get out for a round today. High 70, down to 52. 73 the high tomorrow. Morning showers expected, down to 53 in the evening. Some clouds and a high near 80 on Thursday, 82 on Friday. Right now, the temperature's at 48. ESPN 93.5.
Find out how these markets are going to open. Fox Business Minute now brought to you by Eric Boland, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com, Tuesday morning, May 14 at 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, investors appear to be returning to the market after the Chinese government said today both it and the U.S. have agreed to keep talking about trade. The Dow dropped more than 600 points on Monday. Goldman Sachs is out with a list of five stocks to survive a trade war. They are Amazon, AT&T, Facebook, McDonald's, and Walt Disney Company. Walmart is taking on Amazon's one-day shipping. Amazon revealed plans to step up delivery to one day for Amazon Prime shoppers 2 weeks ago. Now Walmart is starting one-day shipping in Las Vegas and Phoenix and will expand soon to Southern California. It currently offers free shipping on qualifying items with orders of over $35. Walmart plans to offer quicker shipping to approximately 75% of the U.S. population this year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
You remember that whole story about... It was actually, golly, January of 18.
Okay.
When UVI journalist and professor Jay Rosenstein escaped a criminal court appearance after the state's attorney's office declined to charge him following a video recording incident. The unofficial chief Alanovic, Ivan Dozier.
Yes, I remember that
sued
incident.
Sued Rosenstein for filming while he was in a public bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Lawsuit seeks $50,000, in excess of $50,000. Jim Dye in the News Gazette this morning. Lawsuit seeks in excess of $50,000 punitive damages for Rosenstein's alleged intrusion of seclusion.
Right.
Last week, Champaign County Circuit Judge Jeffrey Ford rejected Rosenstein's request to dismiss. 7-page decision discussing the law on social attitudes regarding use of cameras in public restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Ford says, quote, society states it is not to be done because it is seen as a private area. And so offensive that doing so is not just a criminal act, but a serious criminal act. And so now it moves on. No dismissal in the "you film me while I was in the bathroom" case that captivated us.
Right. But there was some switching out going on as far as the
Also at the urinal.
Okay.
So
I thought it was mainly just a kind of
changing,
a costume change.
But apparently he was at the urinal.
Okay, gotcha.
So,
well, that's not so good.
No, and again, it's well, I want to report. It's in the bathroom.
Right.
And where do you draw the line on that?
Right.
And I think it's part of the new aggressive attitude of, this is what I believe, and you're going to believe it too.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just have your way, and I'm going to have my opinion, you have your opinion, and we discuss it in a civil way.
Right.
Versus, you're a hater, you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a bigot, you're all these things, and I will stop you because my totalitarian, authoritarian, and fascist ways must be done because I'm right.
Right.
That is fascism.
Whatever happened to the 10-second timeout? Where you just take a deep breath.
Well, it's not when you're stopping hate. Not when you have to get in their face and you have to stop them at all costs because they're evil.
Too bad.
They support Trump. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you would like to text in, you are always welcome at 359-2255. There used to be a time when you could support anybody you wanted, and you could say, oh, I don't support them. But Trump has kind of changed that whole thing. There was a lot of vitriol for George W. Bush. There was Assassinate Bush T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty bad. Certainly some anti-Obama. A lot of people did not like that president at all, policy-wise. I thought he was a pretty good guy and seemed like a pretty good family guy.
Well, and I feel like the media is certainly stirring the pot here, so.
Well, and then you get Donald Trump, who, now let's not forget who Donald Trump was. Everybody loved him. Do you know how much positive media he received as the Donald?
And the Golden Boy.
Yeah.
In the real estate world, especially in the 80s.
But he was on every talk show, every media.
I remember him on Oprah.
But then he gets in with 17 other Republicans, and there's no way. And then the name-calling started, and all the nicknames started.
Yep.
And then he made his way through. And, you know, wasn't my first choice, but I respect the office of the presidency, and he's my president now, and I want what's good for America, but anymore, he can't succeed, or that means he might be reelected, and we can't have that, no matter what it means to us.
I think his business perspective has been good for our nation.
It's been different. Here's a guy that's actually reiterating what he promised, and mm-hmm. that never happens in
that's
politics.
Right.
You don't go back and say, here's what I said, here's what I'm going to do.
That's for sure.
But to thwart him and stop him from anything that might actually be good for the country for the purposes of political and winning an election is just not right. We all ought to row together and then 2020 vote him out. But let's get the immigration figured out, health care figured out. No, we have to investigate and prove that this is a nasty man. That's the whole reason you're against Trump, is you got to get him out of there because he can't win again. And the fact of the matter is he can win again, and he might.
That's right.
So those that are so anti-Trump for their own health ought to realize that the system is the system, and if he wins again, he wins again. And then 2024, he'll two-term out, and that'll be it. But, man... All right, the news is coming up. You're welcome to Texas, 359-2255. Looking to build, buy, or refinance, partner with Busey. Their in-house mortgage expertise and participation in a wide range of programs means your home loan is tailored to your needs. Nearly 40 special mortgage programs from Busey. They can help you find the one that fits your needs. Traditional financing options available. Fixed adjustable rate mortgages, construction, lot loans, investment properties, all available. Busey provides simplified home financing. Heck, they have 50 lending professionals. Mm. Take time to get to know you and what you need. That's not a one-size-fits-all. And they're a name you can trust. More than 7,000 families achieved their dream of home ownership last few years with the help of Busey. Ready to take the next step? Partner with Busey for the resources to turn your dream of home ownership into reality. 800-67-BUSEY. Ask which special mortgage loan program is right for you. Or visit BuseyMortgage.com.
Text in, wasn't Trump a birther? Talk about personal attack.
No, it was a birther, and you're right. It was, you know, a lot of people questioned Barack Obama's country of origin or country of birth, and yes, he was. And there was a lot of controversy about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, if you know, again, he was everywhere. And for the most part, the media did love him. And it's just, since he's a Republican, had been a Democrat, would he not be the Golden Boy, literally? By the way, Busey, Equal Housing Lender, member of FDIC. We'll be right back. The news is next. Feel free to text in 359-2255, 730.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets about the trade dispute and escalating tariffs with China. We are in a much better position now than any deal we could have made. He said last night at a dinner celebrating the Muslim holy month, Ramadan.
Well, let you know in about 3 or 4 weeks whether or not it was successful. You never really know, right? But I have a feeling it's going to be very successful.
A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman says we will fight to the finish. Another Democrat's running for president, Montana Governor Steve Bullock.
In an online video, he highlighted his efforts to rid his state of dark money in politics.
We need to defeat Donald Trump in 2020 and defeat the corrupt system that lets campaign money drown out the people's voice.
Governor Bullock also touted his bipartisan effort to expand Medicaid in Montana. Bullock won re-election in 2016 while President Trump carried the state by 20 points.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. This is Fox News.
All right, ESPN 93.5 with a check of your local news, brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you're planning to buy a home, your next home, Justin Gensler, 217 mortgage team, Illinois National Bank. Visit them in their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign. We have our partnership program coming up in a matter of minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, I will give you a chance to win $200 to Durst Cycle and Fitness. $200 to go shop.
Ooh.
It's big. Local news.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update.
Authorities are investigating after finding 49 rounds of ammunition in a student's backpack. The student allegedly threatened a student at a different school over social media. That student is now charged with making a threat, disorderly conduct, having ammunition illegally, and resisting a peace officer. Governor J.B. Pritzker says flooding in Illinois is happening more often than in the past, and it's been worse. He says climate change has had a real effect across the state. Nearly a third of Illinois is currently covered by a disaster declaration. Most of the counties under disaster declarations are along the Illinois or Mississippi rivers. A well-known tree at the University of Illinois campus is being taken down today. The hackberry tree behind the alma mater on the west side is coming down. The tree is rotting from the inside, and there is a crack through it. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, this is Justin Gantz with Illinois National Bank. Our mortgage team is complete. Feel and see the difference in the process when you work with the mortgage team at IMB. We help you save on fees, and we work with you directly. We're not starting the process and then sending you to someone else to do the rest of the work. We'll walk with you hand-in-hand through the entire process. Whether it's your first home or your fourth, work with me and my team at Illinois National Bank.
Illinois National Bank. We make it easy to apply for a mortgage or construction loan. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS number 611367.
What kind of tree was that again?
Hockenberry?
Hockenberry.
Is that what she said? In any case, it has a great big hole in it. It's the kind of thing that would catch critters and have them nesting. And if it were to be hit by lightning toppled over in a storm, it would definitely hit the alma mater or some of those buildings in that area. It was really a tall tree.
Well, you know what? It's just that it happens. Old trees sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. Because you hate to lose a tree like that. Heck, they had to cut down the Eisenhower tree in Augusta, Georgia. The tree that Dwight Eisenhower couldn't stand on.
Hackberry tree.
Hackberry tree. Okay. The Eisenhower tree, the famous tree at Augusta for the where they play the Masters, there's always a horrible tree right in the middle of the fair, and Dwight Eisenhower hit it every time. And he went to the board of directors as president and lobbied to cut it down, and they said no. So, and then it got hit by lightning, and they had to cut it down anyway. You hate that because these trees are special. Check your weather, brought to you by Gerber Collision. When do you get it to Gerber? When you back in to someone who's backing out. That's when you get it to Gerber. Locations throughout Central Illinois. Visit GerberCollision.com. Call 877-GERBER to find your nearest Gerber location.
I-70, low 52, partly cloudy conditions to start. More clouds as the day wears on, and morning showers in the forecast tomorrow. High 73 tomorrow, down to 53 in the evening. 80 the high on Thursday with the clouds. Mostly cloudy on Friday with a high 82. Sunshine back in the forecast on Saturday with a high 84. But thunderstorms, an 80% chance of that Sunday with a high of 80. We're currently at 49 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, we're with you, farmer friends. This is hard. You got to get stuff in, the anxiety of all of it. Kind of a joke that you say knee-high by the 4th of July around here because it's always shoulder or head high and could truly be a knee-high by the 4th of July this year. But again, with all the China tariff trade stuff, it's precarious because the soybeans may not have a home, and maybe you could bail on corn and just do soybeans, but you can't really do that. You buy your seed. Anyway, it's a mess. Got to get it in the ground. Hoping and praying for my farmer friends to get a plant because it's pretty rough when your whole livelihood is pretty much on the line every year. Not an easy profession. Okay, our good friend Sean Tuma, who I think is rather genius-like. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing great, Stevie J. How are you?
Well, always a pleasure. Cybersecurity analyst, attorney who specializes in computer data. Not sure what more appropriate profession these days is to know this stuff. You must be a hit at a party. Sean, what about this? Do I click on that? What do I do?
You know, I'm a lot more popular now than I was in 1999 talking about Y2K.
That was when the world was going to end. I remember
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah. Sean Tuma, T-U-M-A. Okay, Google Chrome, which I have, Google Chrome address bar can reportedly be used to launch a phishing attack. What does that mean?
Well, it means that it'll, and it's only for Android phones, number one.
Okay.
So if you're using an Android phone with Google Chrome, then whenever you scroll down to read a story, the address bar disappears by design to give you more viewable space on the screen. And what these researchers have discovered is that they can get into Google Chrome and insert a fake web address so that instead of, you know, being on the site of your podcast, it makes it look like you're on your banking site.
Mm.
And then they can request your user credentials so that someone, you know, can trick them into giving them your user credentials so they can then go steal your real money. And what phishing is really is it's using deception to make good, smart people do stupid things like give up their user credentials.
Okay, so, you know, when they can get in there and you're actually going to a site that's sensitive, they see it as you type it?
They don't necessarily see, no, they don't see it in real time. They inject their malicious code into your Google Chrome browser.
Okay, all right.
And then whenever you go to a site, it makes these fake bars pop up,
mm-hmm.
these fake address
yep.
bars. Most people would probably see it. But it's an example of what they've been doing for years by making fake, you know, click boxes appear on our screens, right? You know,
right.
You have a virus. Click here to mm-hmm. solve it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That
so
opens
you
up.
You really have a virus, right?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So what, Sean? Before I let you go, what do I do to be safer and to not click on the wrong things? It's like general hygiene. You try and brush and floss. What's my hygiene habit here for using the computer?
You know, it's like Abe Lincoln said, you can't trust everything you see on the internet. And you just have to keep your guard up. You have to understand how bad these criminals want your login credentials, mm-hmm. and you have to protect them. You can't trust display names. You can't trust, you know, an email that says, this is from FedEx,
yep.
or
yep.
click here to see my pictures,
yep.
or whatever else, because people lie.
Okay, Sean Tuma, T-U-M-A, how do we find you?
Best way is my law firm website, Spencer Fane, SpencerFane.com.
Plano, Texas, Sean Tuma, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Sean Tuma, cybersecurity, if it looks weird, don't click on
That's
it.
That's right.
And don't click on the UPS receipt. Because you say, I didn't order anything.
Right.
And you click on the receipt and it goes nuts.
I know.
So don't do it. If it looks weird, just don't do it. Ask your IT person.
It is so strange these days. On Facebook, I was sending somebody a message about some home improvement place, and I didn't need that. I was just looking for some information. And then now I'm getting all these ads about home improvement.
Oh, yeah. They're watching that. You'll get stuff that you search for months.
I just wanted to talk to the person who worked at that place.
Yeah, well, get ready to get spammed.
Oh, great.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, an award-winning dealership. What are you driving?
Well, I had the Pilot. Of course, it seats 7 comfortably. There's 12 cup holders in it. As far as the cruise control, it will totally adjust on your trip. If you're looking for a road trip vehicle from here and beyond, and to me, the way the seats fold down.
Easy to get back there.
So
easier than it used to be.
I was thinking about you, Stevie.
Yeah.
Maybe you should switch out for your road trip.
We got our Odyssey here.
I'm telling you, this would be good for camping.
Well,
could lay down in the back of that thing.
I can lay down in my Odyssey.
You can?
Oh, yeah.
Nice!
A basketball player could lay back down. I mean, it's huge in the back there, but the Pilot is, I like that SUV feel.
Yeah.
Sits up high. Anyway, you can go see the Pilots at Honda BMW, also the Passports, all the great Hondas, all the great BMWs. at drivechampagne.com. You can poke around there. If you go into that website and you hit Honda and some of the vehicles, on the right-hand side it says Express Purchase. You can actually buy, and they'll deliver it to your house.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
And to me, the way the seats fold down, it's almost like having a truck.
Yeah? Oh, really? A lot of room back there.
Uh-huh. My DJ equipment, no problem.
No worries, huh?
You know, the golf stuff.
Yep.
I mean, all the camping equipment. It's all good this summer.
Go test drive a Pilot. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, off Neil at Burwash Savoy. The other day, we had a situation where we locked keys in the car. And so we had AAA.
Okay.
Called AAA, and Tapman's is so good.
Oh, yeah.
Corey was the person that was there and watched him do his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really good guy, listens to us all the time. Because you imagine, as a tow truck guy, you're in the car a lot.
Yeah.
In truck a lot. So thank you, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Tapman's Towing. We love Jim. Love Tapman's.
In fact, I said a shout-out to him at the Friends for Life golf outing at Stone Creek on Friday.
Jim.
And such a great
Jim
event.
Hampton?
Yes.
Yeah. He owns Tapman's.
I'm not sure how his game is, though.
Oh, he's a scratch.
I laughed about
that. He's a scratch golfer. Jim Hampton? Oh, yeah. All right, folks, I've got this deal going on with Durst Cycle and Fitness. They're two locations. They've been around for, 83 years? Ron Durst, Marianne Durst, Ron and Marianne, they're a wonderful family. Jared and Ethan taking more of the controls these days. But it's a Durst family. And when it comes to bicycles, there is no better place, because they actually have people to fix stuff. So if you have an old bike that doesn't fit or it needs a new tire or whatever, you take it into them and they service it. The service is 5 stars. They're great people. I am now going to give you a chance at a few of these $200 vouchers to go in on me. I'll treat you.
Super.
To go to Durst Cycle. You can find one of these 4-inch tire, massive seats. They said it's like riding on a recliner. If you like bike riding, but you just said, I'm just not wanting to bend over, they've got stuff that'll take care of that. And you can go on a leisure bike ride, get exercise, comfortable. 359-2255. Let me treat you. Maybe you want to go buy some helmets and bike locks and things.
And you can take the bike that you're interested in out in the parking lot
and ride
and
around.
Get a little ride.
They're on Mattis, and they're also West University Urbana. So Mattis and Champaign, West University in Urbana. 359-2255. Why don't you text in bike? B-I-K-E. Would you like $200 to treat yourself or somebody special that you're thinking about?
Nice.
To maybe a new bicycle, maybe some exercise equipment, or just, a few helmets, a helmet.
Right.
359-2255, text in bike, and I'll treat you to $200. We'll give away several of these to Durst Cycle and Fitness. Anybody interested in $200 to Durst Cycle on me because they're that darn good? Two things, as usual, you must use this within the next 7 days.
Okay.
And you must give me a little information about how it went. That's it. If you can do both things, text in now. 359-2255. Text in bike. And good luck to you. 7:45, sports next. Then, Ask the Vet, Dr. Todd, this morning.
Welcome to Do You Know
Lines, ESPN 93.5, Diane Ducey.
Cardinals using Jack Flaherty on the mound as they take on Atlanta's Braves, 6:20 start. So that means around 5:30-ish?
Five 55 minutes, so
thank you.
5:25.
All righty.
Well, we'll go on the air for the St. Louis Cardinals, seeing if they can bust out of the funk.
That's right. We're your home for the St. Louis Cardinals on ESPN 93.5. Cubs in Cincinnati, 5:40 start, heard on US 105.9. Tanner Roark being used by the Reds. Why does that name sound
because
familiar?
He's an Illini.
I thought so.
I think he says Tanner Roark.
Okay.
The poor guys used to say, you know, my name's Roark. Old country was Roark, but that's weird. So
okay.
I'm just going to say Roark.
There we go. Kyle Hendricks for the Chicago Cubs. The Chicago White Sox over Cleveland 5-2 yesterday. We have some NHL action to talk about with St. Louis winning over San Jose. Game 3 tomorrow in St. Louis, and in the Western Conference Finals, NBA action has Portland at Golden State tonight.
And the Parkland men's golf team advances to the national championship, third straight year. So congratulations, Parkland Golf, and their Region 24 Coach of the Year, Corbin Stevens. Fighting Illini Golf, Mike Small is doing it again. They're winning in Myrtle Beach. Another round, top five going to the national championship. Looks good for the Fighting Illini to go back to where they live the national championship. All right, 7:48. Would you rather have your name mispronounced? Remember one of the really movies I enjoyed that you probably haven't seen was That Thing You Do, Tom Hanks.
Right, it was a band.
Oh, That Thing You Do, one hit wonder back in the 60s, and Tom Hanks was the agent, and they wanted to be clever. They called themselves the Wonders, spelled O-N-E-D-E-R-S, and O-N-E, like one,
okay.
D-E-R-S, kind of cute, Wonders.
Right.
And then the first DJ to introduce them called them the O-Neaters. So Tanner O'Rourke just say O'Rourke because nobody's going to get it right. So anyway.
I was helping with the junior post-prom at Unity, and I must have gotten four names wrong, and the kids were spelling them out themselves. Like, for instance, Gunner. The N's were close together, and I said Gumar.
See, Gunner, you don't ask before.
I should have. It was, like, really bad.
I always, because
mom in to help me interpret some of this.
Whenever I do names, I say I need somebody here because I'm not saying it wrong because grandma came from Florida. I used to do the PA for women's basketball in the 80s. And Russian team comes into town. I sat with their PR person for half an hour.
I see.
Now, because
good thinking, Stevie.
Well, no, you've done it enough. When you go to a wedding, you ask everybody's pronunciation.
Oh, sure.
But it's the same for you guys are doing so much. The moms are doing double duty.
Right.
You're setting up decorations.
It's 3 a.m.
Go, Diane, the microphone. It doesn't matter because we're busy.
Thank you for that.
You know how to do that. But I hate mispronouncing names.
Me too.
Maybe because my last name's Kachaturian and I hear all
you'll
kinds.
Taste and see the difference at Rosati's Pizza.
Okay, Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro. If you have any questions, doggy or cat related, stand by.
That indeed.
Saturday, May 25th, Purina Pooches in the Ballpark. 30,000 fans ages 16 and older will make their furry friend happy by taking home a special Yachty Dog Bowl, courtesy of Purina. Sunday, May 26th, it's the Cardinals Kids Tumbler, presented by Powerade and Quick Trip. This 14-ounce tumbler comes with a straw and features a custom design, highlighting players from the current Cardinals lineup. Make the trip to St. Louis. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
If you do have a dog or cat kind of question, 359-2255. Let's go now to Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro. Madison Kirby Champagne also next to the police station of Muhammad, protecting those who protect us. Dr. Todd Likens, how are you, my friend?
We're doing good today, Stevie.
I did not hear that there were two kinds of bleach.
Bleach
was bleach.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, all these years. And, you know, Taylor left me to go, and she's working in public health up in Peoria.
Mm-hmm.
And she's found a restaurant up there that was using non-EPA bleach.
Mm.
Now, evidently, there's two types of bleach in the world, which anybody in the restaurant business should be listening, and anybody that does cleaning that cares about killing germs needs to know.
Mm.
Non-EPA bleach is okay for cleaning, but it does not kill the bacteria like EPA bleach does. So anybody that needs to kill bugs needs to be using EPA-approved bleach.
See, we learned something, dog and cat or otherwise, every darn time we call you. Amazing.
Yeah. And so I found out the restaurant supplier up there was selling the non-EPA bleach to these restaurants.
Ooh.
So therefore, they weren't
doing their
complying.
Thing. Yeah.
So,
well,
but anyway, I've checked with our local suppliers, and they're doing a good job. So,
well, talk to me about what's happening. How are your puppies?
They're getting big. They're 6 weeks old now, and it's quite a chorus when I go home. All these musical toys are going off at the same time.
Oh, everybody's playing stuff, and
Yeah, we got one boy we call Drummer Boy because he likes beating on the piano, but it sounds like he's playing the drums.
That's so funny. All right, so what issues? This is May. Besides cleaning puppies and getting everybody in, there's all kinds of shots and vaccinations. Heartworm, what do we need to be doing with our doggies and cats?
Well, the first thing I'm noticing right off the bat is we've got a really strong tick season going already. I don't know. I pulled a lot of ticks off doggies already. So make sure you got your flea product because now it's going to warm up. They're going to start booming and the ticks are already strong, so make sure you got your flea tick products going. New product to the market is now a 3-month topical.
Okay.
So you got a 3-month pill, and we got 3-month topicals now too.
Okay. So, all right. What about fleas? Any fleas?
I'm not seeing as many fleas, although I did find some of my own dogs, which sent me into panic, so I started my flea stuff right away.
Goodness. So times 100, you got so many dogs.
Yeah, I had to order more supplies, let's put it that way.
But we need to be careful of heartworm, too, right?
Yep, heartworms always there. They talk about tiger mosquito is actually present in this area year-round. While they're not in big numbers in the wintertime, they're there. But mm-hmm. now with all these mosquitoes flaring up, it's time to make sure you got that going, too.
Dr. Todd, when it comes to socialization, we want to get all of more involved and do more festivals or whatever. We just come in on the perimeter of the park and get her used to people and have her sit next to us. What do you suggest?
Yeah, you want to be cautious if you when you're starting out to make sure your dog is not nervous about the scene, because if they're nervous, they're more likely to not show the good behaviors you want them to do. So getting them out on walks so they get used to strange noises, like it's just when the fire trucks go by, my dogs freak. Initially, and now it's like, who cares?
Uh-huh.
So get them used to the world outside home, and then give treats to people to give to them will help. Puppy daycares help. Get them socialized to other dogs, you know. All sorts of different ways you can take it on. Yeah. A lot of good stuff on YouTube about socialization anymore.
All righty.
Dr. Todd Likens, still Walterizing stuff, or...
We're Walterizing like crazy around here. Setting records.
Yep.
Thanks to Stevie J.
Well, listen, another thing, too, is how I got to talking to you about this last thing. How many people never go to the vet?
What you mean, how do they never
go? I mean, some people never go to the vet. They have to get a rabies every few years. But
right.
other than that, I don't know if people are doing a maintenance thing or doing the heartworm check and all the. I mean,
right.
I wonder what percentage of people are coming in once or twice a year just to make sure everything's good.
Well, it's significant. I mean, I always shake my head because, you know, by not doing preventive care, and then all of a sudden your dog's got parvo and you love the dog dearly, and now you're looking at a $1,000 bill you can't afford. Well, if you'd done the $30 shot, you would have been a lot better off.
So the recommendation, it's not like an oil change, but you should come in once a year, shouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, the lumps and bumps I need to be checking.
Mm-hmm.
Even with Walterizing around here, we're checking weights.
Oh,
I don't
good.
Care if you're my client or not. We're watching weights. And if your dog's losing weight, we're going to let you know you need to see your vet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you the man. How do people find you?
Hey, you can call us at 355-PETS, 586-PETS. They can email us at PetProVet. At Gmail, and we're, of course, available here. Walk in.
Tell Brucey, hey.
Hey, Brucey's sleeping today.
Wow, okay.
I know he got up five, barked at the deer. Didn't have anything left for you.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, buddy. Talk to you.
All right, see ya.
Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro. I'm wondering, though, how many people don't go to the vet?
I bet it's at least 25%.
Oh, I think it's higher than that.
Really?
I do.
Well... I mean, you walk in the door at the vet, it's at least $40.
Well, I mean, I think it probably costs you, what, how much to have a doggy every year? $200-$300 minimum for the heartworm and the occasion. I think rabies goes 2 or 3 years now. But if you have fleas or ticks or anything, if anything happens, I mean, it can easily be $1,000, $1,500, $2,000.
All right.
And I do have Embrace Insurance, and I think they're wonderful.
Okay.
And I pay $52 a month for 3 dogs, and I've got the first 1,000 on me and the next 10,000 on them.
Mm.
And we used it with Charlie Boy this last year. I would definitely encourage, because there's teeth issues. There's
Charlie had an eye issue?
An eye issue, got all kinds of things going on. So you just need to... At least once a year, go see a veterinarian. All right, we're coming back. We'll be back. Thank you to all the techs and people interested in Durst Cycle this morning,
mm-hmm.
giving out $200 vouchers. We've got a lot of you to pick from, but you know what? Next month we'll do it again. So just hang in there. One of these times you could win $200 to go enjoy at Durst on me.
I got a question about our Cub Card bus trip to Bush. It is sold out, but you can sign up to win the last pair at Pia's 4 to 6.
This Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 4 to 6 is Friday. Tane Carp will be broadcasting live. All right, time for the news. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola.